Democrat member of Congress from Michigan's 14th Congressional District. She's been here several times. Congresswoman, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Steve.
So good to have you here. All right, so let's talk about some things. I mean, any given day, for the past couple of years, there is so much news. I mean, it's tough to keep up with for a guy like me. Well, we do our best, but I'm sure it's fast-paced for you as well. So many political things going on. But I want to talk about what happened last week with Bob Mueller on Capitol Hill, and then the renewed push by some in the Democrat Party to pursue impeachment of the President of the United States. A vote came up. If I'm reading this correctly, you voted in favor of impeachment. Is that correct?
Correct.
So share with us your thoughts. Why do you believe this president should be impeached from office? And what was your reasoning?
Thank you for asking me that. We have a three legs to our democracy in this country: it's judicial, legislative, and executive. There are rules and policies for each branch in which we govern. The president, the current president of the United States, has violated those policies and rules. So let me give you an example of why I am firmly in the column of we should begin impeachment article. The next president that comes into the United States that wins the election can bring all of their family in, give them top secret clearance, fly them all over the country, all over the world, without divesting from the company's business, be able to conduct money, make money deals, and conduct business for the profit of their company. And if we say, you can't do that, they'll say, you said nothing when Donald Trump did it, so you have set precedent. I'm going to do it.
Okay, so are you suggesting then that any business person, man or woman, that runs for president of the United States, if they happen to win, should leave their companies behind? I ask that. It's important because the emoluments lawsuit was thrown out here a week or two ago. So the federal courts don't take this seriously, that he's violating the emoluments clause. So I'm asking, would another business person be forced to divest, as you mentioned, before running for president? And I guess more specifically, what crime do you believe has been committed, or high crime or misdemeanor, I guess, as it would be?
So impeachment means that you have failed to follow the rules of the office of the presidency. I'm not a court. I am a member of Congress,
right,
who, by Constitution, have oversight. I know for a fact the president of the United States' name is on the lease for the Trump Hotel. Whenever a foreign entity comes to the United States, they brag about the fact and tell him, I stayed at your hotel. Every single time the president goes to Mar-a-Lago, he's taking, and he should, because as the president of the United States, I want them to be safe. We book, as taxpayers, probably about 60 rooms in that facility that he owns, and still is making a profit off of. He has had his daughter, who has been given top secret clearance, fly with him to China, and she discussed selling her product line, her clothing line, in China. This is not the expectation of the President of the United States. I'm very clear on that. I will uphold my responsibility for oversight. And Mueller, whether he gave an Emmy Award-winning performance, clearly said there was obstruction of justice.
So why do you think Nancy Pelosi and the leadership,
all these people around the president, has gone to prison, been convicted? And so the king has no clothes on, but we're not going to say it, because even though everyone around him has been convicted of a crime.
When you look at, and we could dig deeper on that, but Nancy Pelosi not interested, it seems, in taking up the impeachment fight at this time. Does that disappoint you in some way?
I'm very clear. That's why I voted that we need to begin impeachment proceedings. Nancy has been very clear in her role as Speaker of the House that she would not authorize it until she feels that there is enough information. One of the reasons why you see all of these hearings happening is because we are dotting our I's and crossing our T's. Now, the president has refused to allow his staff to participate in any of the hearings. So here we are. We're at the OK Corral on a standoff. We need information to proceed. The president refuses to participate in hearings. Oversight is needed. I feel strongly that we should begin the articles of impeachment because that's the official process that the president cannot refuse to participate in. And I feel strongly that we're at that point.
Brenda Lawrence is a Democrat from Southfield. She represents Michigan's 14th congressional district. And ma'am, I wish we had more time. You've laid out your position very clearly. I appreciate you doing that. You've explained why you have arrived at this conclusion. I wish we could dig deeper, but we'll have to wait till next time because I'm up against a hard break. But thank you so much, as always, for being here.
Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Good weekend to you. Brenda Lawrence, everybody, from Michigan's 14th Congressional District. There's the Democrat side of why impeachment should be pursued from one of your Michigan members of Congress. Your thoughts, you can drop them to me at stevegruber.com. Send me an email. Make it more than one sentence. Give it some thought. Tell me what you think and why you agree or disagree with Congresswoman Lawrence. It's the Steve Gruber Show.